Grammar Girl here. Sometimes people ask me about the difference between a colon and a dash, since they can both be used to introduce the next part of a sentence. So today, we're going to talk about how a dash is different from a colon, and also when you can use a comma in their place. But first, this podcast is brought to you by GoToMeeting. It's better than ever now with new HD Faces technology that gives you higher definition video conferencing than I've ever seen. I work from home, and it can be really hard to build a connection with everyone else who's working in offices or in their homes. Well, with GoToMeeting by Citrix, it's easy to set up a video conference and see everyone's facial expressions and body language. All those things really enhance communication. And now you can even participate on the go using the built-in camera on your iPad with the free GoToMeeting app. And here's the thing, it's all free to try, so you have nothing to lose. Start hosting your own face-to-face meetings online today with GoToMeeting. My listeners can try it free for 30 days. Don't wait. For this special offer, visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and use the promo code PODCAST. Be sure to use the promo code PODCAST. And now on to the podcast. Although they also have other uses, dashes and colons can both be used to introduce the next part of a sentence. And the difference between the two marks is subtle. A dash is a stronger and more informal mark than a colon. Think of a colon as part of the sentence that just ambles along. Squiggly has two hobbies, and now I'm going to tell you what they are, colon, playing jokes on aardvark, and cooking. A colon informs the reader that something more is coming along. The words after the colon define or clarify what came before the colon. The two unknown hobbies before the colon are defined after the colon, as playing jokes on aardvark and cooking. A dash can also introduce extra or defining material, but, well, a dash is quite a dramatic punctuation mark. A dashing young man is certainly not an ordinary young man. And if you're dashing off to the store, you're not just going to the store, you're going in a flurry. A dash interrupts the flow of the sentence and tells the reader to get ready for some important or dramatic statement. If you used a dash in our hobbies sentence, it would conceptually read something like this. Squiggly has two hobbies. Wait for it, dash! Playing jokes on aardvark and cooking. Wow! Now, normally you don't want to follow a dash with something boring or mundane, so given that there isn't really anything exciting about Squiggly's hobbies, a dash may not be the best choice here. It would be a better choice if that sentence were part of a mystery novel, where aardvark had been attacked with fresh chocolate pudding and the police were investigating Squiggly's involvement. Then it could be a dramatic announcement that Squiggly's two hobbies are cooking and playing jokes on aardvark, and a dash would make more sense. Sometimes you can also use a comma where you'd use a dash or a colon. In the example sentence we've been using about Squiggly's hobbies, a comma doesn't feel like the best choice to me. Here's a different sentence in which you could use any of the three punctuation marks because it includes a clear, simple appositive, a noun or noun phrase that defines the noun that came right before or after it. In this sentence, you could use a comma, a dash, or a colon. The new suspect was Aardvark's best friend, Squiggly. You could use a dash, a colon, or a comma after best friend and before Squiggly. All three sentences mean the same thing. They just have a slightly different feel or tone. People often get confused about how to treat colons and dashes when they have to mix them with quotation marks. Well, colons and dashes are treated the same way. They both go outside quotation marks. So if our last sentence had put the words best friend in quotation marks to indicate that we don't really think he was Aardvark's best friend, the dash and colon would have gone after the last quotation mark. Commas are different. In the U.S., commas go inside quotation marks. Finally, let's talk about whether you capitalize the first word after a colon or a dash. A dash doesn't require any extra thought regarding capitalization. You'd treat the first word after a dash the same way you'd treat it if it followed a comma. On the other hand, you sometimes have to make a decision about capitalization when you use a colon. If the words that follow the colon aren't a complete sentence, you lowercase the first word after a colon, unless it's something that would be capitalized anyway, such as a name. But if the words that follow the colon are a complete sentence, you can choose to capitalize the first letter of the first word like you would in a standalone sentence. It's a style choice, so you don't have to, but you can. The key is to pick a style and be consistent. If what follows the colon is a series of sentences, then you should capitalize the first letter of the first word in all of them. you're going to capitalize the first word of the second and third sentences, so you capitalize the first one too, so they all look the same. Here's an example. Susan had three demands, colon. She wanted cake, she wanted ice cream, she wanted Billy Joel on stage. You'd capitalize she in all three sentences that follow, Susan had three demands, colon. And in such cases, I recommend avoiding a dash. That's all for today. I have a lot of other articles over at quickanddirtytips.com about dashes, colons, commas, and even hyphens. So if you have a question I didn't cover here, head over there to check it out. And thanks again to our advertiser, GoToMeeting. Visit GoToMeeting.com and sign up for that free trial and use the promo code PODCAST today. I'm Mignon Fogarty, better known as Grammar Girl. Thanks for listening.